love Kansas City. This is our guy. This is Sean Big Daddy Smith here. Join us live on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. Sean, I can't think of any other way than to start the interview off with this. What do you do? What do you do if a grown man on a football field came up to you and spit right on your jersey?
Man, you guys know me. I'm the deep freeze. You know, if somebody spit on me, you know I've probably been swinging right after that. It would have been a nice brawl with me. I get it. I still don't understand, though, because they say Dak spit on him first. But, you know, always the second person get caught.
Yeah, it's always the second spitter, right? I mean, you've done some stuff on the field. We know about the, you know, the grabbing of the balls and all that kind of stuff. Like, what's some of the worst stuff that you've seen been a part of on the field?
It's crazy, though. I'm trying to think. Somebody else had a spit incident when I was playing. I want to say it was when we played the Ravens. I want to say in the playoffs, I think it was with the Ray Rice situation or something. I believe somebody spit on him or something. It was something. I don't know, but I just know this. He's going to get suspended, pay a hefty fine. Somebody, the league's going to make an example out of him just because it was Dak Prescott. And, hey, man, you got to live with it. Super Bowl champ. I mean, I guess he has a nasty attitude, and he's trying to bring some persona, some swag to the team or some toughness. I mean, I just don't know how you do that right off bit. And a play hasn't even happened yet for you to even just do it. I mean, I guess that's the hate that the Cowboys and Eagles fans have.
When you look at this game tonight against the Chargers in Brazil, first off, it's hell of a travel for the teams to go to Brazil. But most importantly, I was thinking about these two teams in the offseason. Obviously, Omarion Hampton drafted out of North Carolina. They're running back. We know Harbaugh likes to run the hell out of the football. But then that D-line, Omenihue's there. You know this position all too well. Chris Jones still there, the savvy vet. Karloftis, Norman Lott, Gelati, all these guys they added to this team in the draft, plus the guy they get back in Omenihue for week one, not missing half a season, not missing two to injury. Where do you see this game really be in the dogfight between the Chiefs and the Chargers?
I think it's going to come down to if we stop the run and don't let Gabbert. What's the quarterback name?
Herbert. I'm with you. Blaine Gabbert, Justin Herbert, 6-1, half a dozen of another, bro.
Yeah, so I'm just with them. I look at it as this. It's another divisional game. We have to win the division in order to make it to the playoffs. So it's another divisional game. Harbaugh's going to have them guys kind of ready to play, but I just think Andy Reid and the Chiefs, Patty Mahomes is just different. You know, we still got the redemption, sour taste in the mouth from losing the Super Bowl last year. That wasn't a team. The team that you see performing the Super Bowl last year, that's not the Chiefs that we know.
Well, and that's the thing, as we talked to former Chief Sean Smith, you know, that game has a lot of people rattled, I'm sure. That's the last one we had the opportunity to see. But I'm kind of like you. Like, that was an anomaly. That wasn't the norm for the Chiefs. And that's why that one doesn't kind of concern me at all.
No, I got you. I totally understand that. I just feel it's just that I just feel that everybody's putting more into it, but I don't think so. I just think we just got to play our football and block out the outside noise. I do feel like we're starting to get like the Cowgirls right now with all these Netflix, the Kingdom. It's just too much sometimes. You know what I mean? Let's just stick to football and we'll be fine.
When you look at this team, and they call it the revenge tour, when you think of the revenge tour, who's got the most revenge to prove on this team?
That's actually a good question. The whole team, coaching staff included, we got to prove revenge. It was the revenge. We got to prove that we wasn't just not one hit wonder, but we're a dynasty. We kept saying we was a dynasty. We have to get to that. Like, the New England Patriots was the team for the 2000s, you know what I mean? We have to be the team now.
Yeah, and it goes back to winning. I mean, you get out there, you win tonight on the international stage, everybody is forgetting about the Super Bowl. And that's what I think they're going to do, Sean, because I think the revenge factor is so big with them. And you played in this league before. Like, when you get out there and you've got that revenge factor and you got Patrick Mahomes, man, like, why would you even try to tell them they're not going to be able to get the job done?
I don't know. That just, as you know, people get paid to write their opinion. So the media has to put not you guys, but, you know, the bad media guys have to put the narrative out there and have something to write about. I mean, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. we're gonna win the division again, make it to the playoffs, and hopefully we get back to the Super Bowl. I don't see it as like make a bust year for us, or we are building, reloading. No, we got the talent. We just have to put up and shut up.
And also, too, a lot to prove. You mentioned the media. Dan Orlovsky yesterday saying that Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni are the best quarterback-coach combination in the NFL. That's got to leave a fire burning for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, too, to hear something stupid like that said.
Well, first of all, look who you just said. The same quarterback that ran out the back of the damn end zone. Right. So it doesn't, his takes, he's on TV just to be on TV sometimes. They give these quarterbacks these jobs on TV just because they played quarterback and they feel like they're great analysts. But no, they're not, because he was a horrible quarterback when he played. So I don't respect his opinion. No offense, he's played in NFL. I just don't respect his takes, because it's like Manny Te'o on Good Morning Football. He's horrible too. I'm like, I don't respect your takes. I can't.
Because he got catfished.
Yeah, he got not only just catfished, It's a difference in your play. You know, I'm not sitting here saying I was a Pro Bowler, but I was undrafted, played 10 years, journeyman. But when I played, you know I played and I made a difference.
So last night we saw that. You go ahead.
No, it's a difference. You see that, though, and that's the difference. And everybody has a role on the team. It's a matter of how do you expand your role or not.
Right. When you see that kind of dirty move on Jalen Carter, whether he was provoked or not, he still did it. Who was the dirtiest player in your time in the NFL that you remember the most?
Ooh, Richie Incognito was dirty.
Oh, yeah, he was. I mean, he went to a
Richie
funeral.
Richie Incognito was dirty. Who else? I'm not going to – Olin Cruz wasn't dirty, but he played pretty – no, you know who it was? Kevin Mawai.
These sinners. Why are sinners so dirty? They're just the silent assassins.
They can get away with stuff inside, though,
can't they?
They
get away with a lot of stuff that people don't understand. They get away with a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff that goes on the POW. You know, I told you guys this way back before. A lot of stuff goes on the POW. They do a lot of dirty stuff, too. So, I mean, and they just, I don't know. They're the less talented player. I feel like the center sometimes is the less talented player on your team. And they get taken advantage of, so they got to find all the little nifty tricks to stay apart.
All right, well, how's this game go tonight? What's your score prediction? What do you think this game's going to be like?
I think we might start out a little slow in the first two series, but I think we win. Overall, I think the score is 34-17.
What's on the spread tonight for you to eat?
It's crazy. I don't know. I tell you guys, I'm coaching high school football down here in Texas at a private school, but I know you guys know George Teague. He's the head coach.
Oh, cool.
So I'm coaching at John Paul II. It's a Catholic school out here. We won our first game last week, 42-0.
Damn.
We got a good game tonight. So I'm gonna be in the box calling the plays, still watching the Chiefs game. So, you know, that just tells you what kind of night it's going to be, you know. But I really think, seriously, all knows, I think the Chiefs win, and then I'm going to throw another one out there on a limb for you guys, and I've been waiting all week for this, too. KU upsets Mizzou this week.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. There we go. That's Sean Smith, man. Take it easy. Good night on the gridiron tonight. Enjoy the headset being on and the phone angled up on the press box table with the Chiefs going on with the Chargers.
Trust me, I'm going to yell in the headset. I'm like, what's going on? Nothing. I'm watching the Chiefs game.
That's okay. Hey, take care, man.
Talk to you next week.
All right, fellas, thanks for having me on. See y'all next week.
Sean Smith, coaching high school football.
I love it. I love that guy. Love that guy.
So
I
have, great.
He's always one of my favorites. I'm so glad we have him.
I think
weekly
we just got
now.
Six drops in one interview.
He just ripped the Cowboys. He ripped centers. He ripped Orlovsky. Everything we wanted.
Yeah.
Awesome interview.
816, who is this? I like him a lot.
That's Sean Smith, former defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs and friend of the show, and he's going to be on every Friday at 9 o'clock.
Love it.
Coming up next.